Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. While business IT management is undergoing major change, the job market for reliability engineers is growing every year, according to a new report. If you want to explore and try out the fascinating world of DevOps, the job of a site reliability engineer is for you. This article will give you a deeper look at the labor market for the SRE and the career path to a SRE. However, there are a number of factors, some of which are crucial and subtle, such as technical ability, experience, knowledge and skills. The fundamental difference is that developer speed and continuous deployment are focused on DevOps engineers, while SREs are focused on software automation and reliability. Simply put, a site reliability engineer is responsible for the reliability of the software, and his job involves automating and ensuring system stability, as well as successfully deploying it to keep the system running. While SRE is committed to maintaining continuous operation from the beginning to the end of a software lifecycle, the DevOps teams work on continuous deliveries and deployments. Engineers can expect an annual salary of between $20,000 and $30,500, including tips, bonuses and overtime pay. AWS DevOps Engineering Career, apply online for your read, based on view details. Configure the infrastructure on a large scale, maintain server automation with DevOps tools, and have access to a wide range of tools and tools for continuous deployment and deployment. DevOps focused engineers tend to look for tools that other engineers use and look at the tools they used to be users. Employment of computer and hardware engineers is set to grow by 2% over the next 5 years, according to the U.S. Labor Statistics Agency. These engineers account for about 104,565 jobs in the United States, which is the national average. For more information on software research and salaries in software engineering, please visit PayScale at the bottom of the page. The CV goal of a network technician brings these skills to the fore and shows recruiters why he or she is the perfect candidate. Most employers looking for a business engineer require a bachelor's degree, but applicants can study computer science at a local college or university specializing in computer engineering. Although no certification is required, a good degree in computer and hardware engineering and a university degree can be beneficial for those looking for work in this area. Employers can make specific efforts to gain experience with Linux and cloud computing systems, as well as experience in the development and deployment of network infrastructure. The site reliability engineer must have a wide range of capabilities to contribute effectively to all phases of system and software application development. In many companies, the task of the site stability engineer includes strategies to increase system reliability and performance through call rotation and process optimization. The site reliability engineer must add automation to improve collaborative response by updating documentation, runbooks, tools, and modules that are ready for team incidents. To ensure a smooth flow of information between teams, their job may need to document the knowledge they have acquired. Site security engineers will also gain significant historical knowledge by attending a variety of technical conferences, including the International Association of Site Reliability Engineers and the American Society of Software Engineers. Site reliability engineering is a full-fledged entry into the IT space by automating the process of risk management, monitoring, testing, and monitoring the performance and reliability of the site. Here are some of the key aspects that an SRE needs to do its job: achieve high reliability and work closely with the software development and IT operations team. The site reliability engineer integrates various aspects of software engineering to develop and implement services to improve service to the support team and operations. IT people working as senior site, reliable engineers and employees in IT management and operations teams. If you are more interested in a hands-on approach and want to learn how to build and maintain software, you can choose software engineering. Software engineering programs also build on the traditional problem, the solution competences of computer science and technology. The average salary of a junior software engineer is $53,003 a year, according to the salary range published by the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Members of the engineering community are part of an elite team that integrates state-of-the-art technology solutions with leading software vendors. Our products and technologies operate the largest and most sophisticated networks in the world, enabling service providers, companies and governments to create tenders in Russia and Central Asia. This salary information is derived from 57 data points collected directly from the Office of Personnel Management of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics over the past 36 months. According to the latest statistics from PayScale, software engineers in Bangalore, Karnataka, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Chennai, Delhi, Mumbai and Chennai earn an average of 320 rupees per hour. The average salary of a software engineer in India is about $92,824 a year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. According to a recent study by the Indian Institute of Technology, Bangalore and the National Institute for Management Studies, Bangalore and Bangalore, respectively, the average salaries of software engineers and interns are around 15,471 rupees per month, while the national average is measured in Bengalatika and Khan Bangalore. Episode 7 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Gail Sullivan. Adios.